90.3 KMBA and Josh Ritter, Girl in the War. Great new local music from Hope Social Club and their self-titled debut album, at least debut under that name, Wild and Free, the track we heard. Jamestown Revival, Indigo Girls, and Robert Randolph and the Family Band all in the set. Love that lap steel that Robert Randolph plays. And of course, former Hootie and the Blowfish frontman Darius Rucker doing the vocals, the guest vocals on that track. It's 8:28. It's Morning Line for Thursday. My name's Danny Preston. A reminder, the most colorful KMBA event of the year is just a couple of weeks away. It's the annual Alaska Native Art Auction, Thursday, April 13th. And we'd love to have more volunteers helping with the event. The number to call to find out more is 793-3528, or go to KMBA.org to get more information. The annual art auction is a fundraiser for the Native programming produced at KMBA and Quantic Broadcast Corporation. Be a volunteer for the event and get ticket information at KMBA.org. And we're coming right back with Clinton Fearon.
Celebrate your Alaskan connection to our fish and waters during Salmon Fest 2017, August 4th through the 6th in Ninilchik. 3 days of music on three stages featuring bands like Railroad Earth, Great American Taxi, the California Honey Drops, Rising Appalachia, Pimps of Joy Time, and more to be announced. Early bird ticket deadlines coming soon. Get ticket and festival information at salmonfestalaska.org. Sponsored by Kachemak Bay Conservation Society and KNBA. News programming on KNBA sponsored by Wells Fargo, helping to start, run, and grow businesses across the nation. Learn more at wellsfargoworks.com.
Wyoming recently joined a handful of states that include Native lessons in public school classrooms. Organizers will work with tribes to come up with social studies lessons from a Native perspective. What kind of instruction goes on without a state mandate on Native curricula? Join us for the next Native America Calling.
You are tuned to 90.3 KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice. It is the Morning Line program, 8:30, and ladies and gentlemen, Clinton Fearon.
One more river to cross, one more river to cross. But when the sun says goodbye to the morning, then there'll be no more river to cross. Yes, I want more river to cross, one more river to cross. But when the sun says goodbye to the morning, then there'll be no more river to cross. Billy Bob, the master's cup is full and running over, while violence seems to be taking over. Not until the sun says goodbye to the morning, before there'll be no more river to cross. Every day, another river to cross. Every day, another river to cross. But when the sun says goodbye to the morning, then there'll be no more river to cross. Yes, I want more river to cross. One more river to cross. But when the sun says goodbye to the morning, then there'll be no more river to cross. Yes, I want more river to cross. One more river to cross. But when the sun says goodbye to the morning, then there'll be no more river. No more river. Said every day it's another river to come.
It's Morning Line on KMBA, and Clinton Furon is playing live for us this morning. That gave me chills, man.
Thank you very much. Thank
all the way
much.
From Kingston via Seattle, actually.
Yeah, you're right.
You lived in Seattle a long time.
A long time now, 20 odd years, 20 plenty years.
But it seems like, even for a Seattleite, a lot of Seattle people call, you know, think of Alaska as a second home, and vice versa. Mm. But you actually spend quite a bit of time up here, don't you?
It's true. You know, and the first time I came to Alaska was it was in Juneau. We played in Juneau with the band I was with before called Defenders. That was in the late 80s, early 90s, you know. And I fell in love with it. It's like, wow, you know, I saw so many eagles, the glacier up close, you know what I mean? You read about those things, you know, from Jamaica, we read about those, you know what I mean? So it's like, wow, discovery, you know? And then again, is the warmness of the people too, you know, there is a heartiness. In a way, even though it's cold, it's kind of the opposite, but it reminds me of Jamaica in a way, because, you know, in Jamaica, it's tough, you know. So there's the laid-back vibe, because it's sunny, there's the water, the people tend to be on the lazy side, you know. But because it's an island, too, people know what everybody is doing for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, we know what the government is doing from what they're not doing, you know, because it's a small island, you know. So, you know, you have to be tough to survive, you know. Here kind of give me the same vibe, you know, because it's cold and you know, you got to tough to survive, you know what I mean? And people help out one another, you know what I mean? Right.
Depends on where you're at. It's like the difference between Ocho Rios and Kingston, I would think. It just depends on where you are.
give or take a little here and there, right.
Well, let's see. It's been a couple of years since I've seen you. Speaking of eagles, there's lots of eagles down in Nanilchik, and that's where I know a lot of us saw you last. But, I mean, you've been in the industry forever, many years with the Gladiators,
right.
Plenty of time solo, doing both electric and acoustic. One of my favorite acoustic albums that I've got of yours, Me and My Guitar. You are up with the whole band, the Boogie Brown Band.
Right.
And it's first tap at the Taproot tonight at 8 o'clock. How's that traveling with? I mean, and, you know, you're just doing the one show in Alaska this time?
We're just doing the one show this time at the Beartooth, and then we'll go back.
How does the rest of the band like going to Alaska?
Oh, they love it. They love it. You know. Alaska is wonderful, man, and I understand that everybody had a nice, because I had to come here this morning early, So, you know, we didn't get to eat with them, but I understand they had a nice dinner last night, you know. Okay. We had to go bed early, my wife and I, you know, had to go bed early. And
you end up with like McDonald's cheeseburger or something.
Yeah. No, they went to a nice restaurant. I can't remember the name of the restaurant.
Okay.
But, you know, they had a good time. It's always a good time up here. Yeah. Never enough time spent.
Hey, let's talk about the new album, shall we? This morning, and thanks to Catherine, I just got a copy of the new album this morning, and I haven't even really read the liner notes. I played the title track off of it, which I really like, but I haven't had time to listen to the rest of it. I just got it in the mail yesterday. Talk about the album and making it. Was it done in Seattle or done?
It was done in Seattle, recorded in Seattle, mixed in France, and mastered again in Seattle. Right, and the artwork was done by a school youth from Brazil.
Huh. It kind of it's got that sort of a look. Now is this mostly solo?
Is it
a full band album?
It's full band album. Okay. Full band album. Full band album.
And anything new? Any different direction on this one from things you? Of course, you've been all over the spectrum of music. Any surprises on this record?
Well, you know, it's not big surprise. My for me is the production. I think the production is very good on this one. You know, I've been like scoping and trying to find the sweet spot of sound. You know what I mean? And every engineer have them different. And each album, each year, each time you record is. I don't know if it's because of different air or what, or mood that people are in, you know what I mean? But, you know, I think I capture something on this one, which was one of the reasons to change it up a little bit, have it mixed somewhere else, you know? That's why we mix it in France, and we have a different person master it here again from the previous people that used to master, you know? We have it mastered with a different person this time too.
So obviously chemistry there.
Right. So yeah. Some everything makes a difference, and the songs also have some relevant things that's happening. Like this morning is one of them. Like you say, it's literally, you know, here I am, early in the morning, doing this, you know, you know what I mean?
And thank you for coming in early in the morning and doing this. We appreciate that.
You know what? Some might wonder why, but you know, the thing is, you got up early and you're doing this, and it's music. Yeah, you give some other information, but it's about the art. If you can do it, I think that we can do it too. You know what I mean? And I think, you know, it's appreciation to you too, to be here doing this and spreading the vibe. Every little bit helps. That's what I'm trying to say. Every little bit helps. So whenever we can do it, there are times when we can't do it, you know? And we still appreciate that you do it for us. You know what I mean? So when we can do it together, you know, it's wonderful, yeah. Even if it's early.
And it's such hard work, too.
Thank you for saying that. You know what? Thank you for saying that. Because you know what? Most people do not understand the work that goes into music.
This is a working
art,
man.
Art,
yeah.
Art and a whole. Yeah. You know, the amount. A painter, you know, and this is. Put away that, start all over again. You know, dash with some paint on it, it's not working. Then the final product after a couple of years, here's the final product.
Yeah.
And everybody, wow. You know, music, the same thing. You know, you have people who work on an album for 2 years, 3 years, and here's the final product. You know, just to have a song sounding good, or to have the lyrics that make sense to everything, you know, and here's the final product. To get it to that point, you know, it takes a lot of work. And even to do a gig, you know, see, we come up here for one gig, it takes away 3 days. you know, yesterday, today, and tomorrow for the one gig.
Right.
Okay, and the gig maybe don't last more than 2 hours, 3 hours. You know what I mean? And the preparation for it. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into it. And then when you're up there and everything is working good, it takes work for everything to work good up there. For the sound engineer to be good at what he or she does, you know what I mean? Everybody to be good at what
Yeah. I mean, you pick up the record and it says this song is 4 minutes and 30 seconds long. So he only worked on this for 4 minutes and 30 seconds, right? Okay. Do you want to do another one?
Let's see.
8:43 and it's Morning Line on KMBA, by the way. Clinton Furon live in the studio.
Woke up early this morning with a song in my head. Woke up early this morning. Got out of bed, grab a pen and a paper, then started to write my story. Must be heard. Birds kept singing sweet, sweet songs. Call and response communication. Donkeys braying, horses nickering too. Nature's communicating naturally. How about you, my neighbor? How do you do? Did you have a good rest last night? How about you, my neighbor? What do you say? Did you have a good dreams last night? Oh, no, 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 no. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-de-ble. Ba-de-ble-da. Ba-de-ba-ba-ya. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. Ba-ba-da. Good, good vibe this morning, still in my head. A good, good vibe this morning, are you still in bed? Put a smile on your face, have a nice day, and give a little light to the people we meet. Oh, woke up early this morning with a song in my head. Woke up early this morning, got out of bed, grab a pen and a paper, then started to write my story. Must be heard. Oh, no, no.
Tune to 90.3 KNBA. Clinton Furon with a nice live performance of the title track to his latest disc this morning. And this really is nice artwork on there. Let me just hold the album up to the microphone so folks at home can see what it looks like.
it's
beautiful. And of course, Clinton with the full band, Clinton Furon and the Boogie Brown Band at Beartooth tonight, 8 o'clock. BeartoothTheater.net is where you can go for tickets and hear the full band. Now, are you going to be playing stuff off the new record? I'm sure you are.
Yeah, we're going to play stuff off the new record, stuff from all over the place, you know, like different albums, you know, mix it up.
Well, you have a few songs that you know how to play.
A few, yeah.
So you've been doing
a lot that I forgot.
So you've been doing this for how many years?
Oh, you know, close to 50. About 40 plenty years.
Okay.
40 plenty years.
Well, that's good because you've got plenty of practice then.
Well, you know, I'm still practicing.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Still practicing.
Hey, now you're, and I love the fact that you and the whole band came up here just for the one show at the Beartooth tonight, but you're coming back in June, and you're going to be doing an acoustic thing.
Right, with that trio, you know, Clint and Fern and Friends. And it's going to be wonderful. I'm really looking forward to that. Because also, you know, I love Alaska, you know, and I never get to, like, come and spend time. Each time it's come and back, you know, quick. You know, this time we'll be up here for a minute. You know, it's work, but we still have a little time to move around a little bit. I think we have like about 4 gigs to do, 4 dates.
Okay, so we'll promote a little bit in advance here. The Clint and Fern Acoustic Trio at Tito's Discovery Cafe in Hope, the 1st of June, at the marvelous Alice's Champagne Palace down in Homer on the 2nd of June, at Gwyn's in Cooper Landing on the 3rd, and Cannery Lodge in Kenai on the 4th. You're going to be traveling. do you do any, no, I don't know, you're a Seattleite. Do you do any salmon fishing?
You know, I have not. I have not. In Jamaica, you know, I used to go out fishing in a little line, you know. Uh-huh. Not even with the pole, you know. But
with the hand line.
With the hand line, you know. And I think it's very artistic. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, oh, okay, that's the stuff. I always think that the one...
Spoken like an artist.
I'm thinking that the one with the pole is like cheating. You know
right.
what I mean? right. But either one of them is good. But no, I haven't done it, you know.
You'll be in the King Salmon capital of the world for 4 days.
Yeah. And I understand that time is a good time too as well.
Yeah.
So it just might, you know. Actually, one brethren already proposed, you know, to if we have time to it would take us out on the boat and we could go fishing. You know, that would be excellent if we get the time to do that. You know.
So charter
Robert's son.
Charter operators or individuals with a boat down on the Kenai the first week of June. I mean, kind of keep that in mind that'd be a fun time.
Yeah, it's
let's see. It's 10 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock, and can I be forward enough to ask for one more song?
One more. Okay. Yes.
The answer is affirmative.
Okay. This one entitled Bless Your Heart. And this for all the mothers, including Mother Nature, you know. I love nature a lot, so, you know, Mama. Bless your heart. Nature, you always there for me. You're my mama, you gave me birth and set me free. Bless your heart. When I'm weak, you give me strength. Oh, when I cry, you dry my tears. Mama, bless your heart. When I'm down, you pick me up. Oh, when I'm sad, you make me glad. I'm satisfied. Bless your heart. Said then I will never forget. I will never regret how you stand by me. When I'm tired and dreary, how you comfort me, oh, bless your heart. Ooh. nature, you always did for me. You're my mama, you gave life birth and set I free. Bless your heart. When I'm weak, you set me down. Oh, when I cry, you dry my tears. Mama, bless your heart. When I'm down, you pick me up. Oh, when I'm sad, you make me glad. I'm satisfied. Bless your heart. Yes, and then I will never forget. I will never regret how you stand by me. When I'm tired and dreary, how you comfort me. Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart. Thank you, Mama.
Bless your heart, Clinton Fearon, a track that appeared on the Me and My Guitar album. And for me, that song's very special because I put my iPod on, you know, random shuffle play, and it just brightens up my whole day when a song comes on. It's my favorite.
Thank you
very much. Really appreciate it. 8:55, Clinton Fearon playing live for us. Clinton and the full Boogie Brown Band. So everybody gonna get wild and dance and go crazy tonight?
That's the idea.
Okay.
That's the idea.
See, we're the morning now, and you can't see if we're dancing or not. Frank might have us streaming here live, so we should have been dancing. So people will think I'm lying.
Late,
you know.
It's not too late for sure. Okay.
So it's gonna be a big fun show at the Beartooth tonight, and then. We just got a couple minutes left, and I know you're coming back. We talked about that. I'm just curious. I grew up in the Seattle area, and we had, there's a lot of garage rock that happened in the 60s when I was growing up, and then in the 90s, the big grunge scene in Seattle. But I never really think of Seattle is the reggae capital of the Northwest or Puget Sound or whatever. Is there a thriving reggae scene there, or...
You know,
are you it? Or?
It's been growing. You know, it's been growing. I've been there for a while. You know, and I came from Jamaica with what I got, and with the belief that that if I stick to it, it can happen. And when Defenders broke up, I put together Boogie Brown Band, and quite a few people tell me, say, boy, it's not going to reach anywhere because, Seattle is small and there's no one there to play the music. I have faith in people. I think that it could be done, And so I put the band together, had patience, and help musicians to learn the music, learn how it played and things like that and so forth. Well, some had some ideas before. But I helped to further that some, And I'm quite sure others use what we're doing as a template for their starting. You know what I mean? And so it's developing, it's getting better and better, And so whenever a group comes through, they always, for the most part, stop in Seattle.
So I got to ask.
So that's good.
I got to ask just real quickly then, because we're just about out of time. But then, does that mean a mentorship role for you?
No, it's not really. Yeah, I don't see myself as a mentor, like doing a mentorship thing. I just love the music, and anywhere I'm at, I try to do it. You know what I mean? And if it work out that it help others, then, hey.
So be it. That's a plus. That's a bonus.
That's a bonus. But I don't set out to say, I'm going to teach Seattle how to play this music. Yeah. That's not it at all.
The new album is called This Morning, Clinton Fearon, and you can catch Clinton Fearon and the Boogie Brown Band at 8 o'clock at the Beartooth tonight. So hope to see you there, and maybe We should go. We should all go fishing together. This
yeah, sometime. Yeah, you know, that would be great. Huh?
Okay, that's it. We are all out of time. We could do this all day. But listen, I really appreciate you coming in and playing for us this early. Clinton Fearon, Beartooth tonight, and bless your heart. Thank you so much for coming in. That's it for Morning Line for today. It's TGIF tomorrow. National Native News and Native America Calling coming up next. Till tomorrow, have yourself a great day. Be safe and hug the kids. Mm-hmm.